All right. Well, our next guest has never been found in violation of team rules. Joe Fisher,
great eye,
voice of the Commodores.
Just watching it rain, guys.
Yeah, no, what is that stuff?
Man, I don't know, but there's plenty of it.
That's better to watch it rain as opposed to making it rain, but we've already been through that.
I'm sure you have, that's right.
I haven't seen any of this since the Alabama game.
It's true, but this is a good rain. The fields will appreciate it, so I know the field over Vanderbilt Stadium will appreciate a good drenching like this.
Joe, a great subplot. He's not going to play in the game, obviously, but Dr. Derek Gregg is a former Vanderbilt Commodore. From the early 90s, a guy that we remember, who is now the athletics director at Eastern Michigan. He is Dr. Derek Gregg,
yep.
And is just on his way to a big-time career in athletic administration.
You know, he spent time at Arkansas as an associate, and I guess he was on Jared DiNardo's first team, wasn't he?
I think. Yes, yes.
I think his big claim to fame, his great game, he had a 3-touchdown game against Alabama. Once in his career, and he's just a great guy. It's interesting that one of the assistant coaches on the Eastern Michigan team is Chris Symington,
yep.
Who was an assistant on the Vanderbilt team.
Simo.
So it's amazing how these things all, keep together, and Derek has done a great job. He's only been there a short time, but as you said, he's one of those guys that's climbing up the charts in terms of athletic directors and recognition in the country, and he's going to do a great job.
Simo later coached at Tennessee State.
Sure did. He's talked a little bit about having been in a rebuilding area, if you would, at Vanderbilt, and pretty much every job he's had has been one of those where you come in and you're asked to build a program up, and he's doing that again, they think, at Eastern Michigan, and a team that's 2-2, so they're off to a good start as well.
Joe, we've talked a lot about football. Tim Corbin getting his baseball team out this fall for some work.
Yeah, and I think he's enjoying what he's seeing. It's obviously interesting to get out there and see there are a few new faces, but so many guys are back in that starting group. And what to me is going to be interesting, there's going to be several plots, but one is to see how that starting rotation develops, you know, who those guys turn out to be when you lose a David Price as your Friday night starter. Does a Mike Minor become your Friday starter? Is there somebody else that's going to take that role? So there are a lot of arms competing for it. It'll be interesting to see who ends up getting those roles.
When did they finally, you know, and it's not like I just noticed this, but, you know, teams used to play a fall schedule,
yeah.
and they eliminated that.
I don't know if that was financial or not, but you're right. They used to play a number of games, usually against teams from around the area.
Yeah.
And almost like inter-squad stuff, and they just don't do that anymore.
It's to play in November. It was like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. And then the rules are changing all over, like even in basketball now, you know, where the men used to have 2 scheduled exhibition games,
yeah.
And now you have 1 scheduled exhibition game and 1 scheduled closed scrimmage. And that's you play basically a game, but you can do whatever you want in a scrimmage, but no one can attend. You know, media can't.
Yeah, it's always kind of hush hush. You never really know even when the game happens.
It really is interesting. You don't know who they're playing, or don't even talk about it. So I don't know who came up with that idea. Coaches love it because they can try things and not show, you know, be showing things off to everybody in the country. So they seem to like it a lot.
Any other updates from West End?
Well, just I wanted to mention the Georgia game is homecoming for us, and the tickets have been going very well for that game, and that one is nearing a sellout. So if you have an idea, you know, thoughts of going to that Georgia game, I would suggest you make your move and get your tickets at 322-GOLD or online at BUCommodores.com, because I think that game has a very good chance of selling out.
Joe, we appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys. See you.